This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
5-1, right, BT? You want to start us off here?
Yeah, and this was born out of last night. I sent you guys a picture, or a little video, actually, and I was kidding around. I said I'd rather be coaching third base, but it was it was my son in the fourth grade working the violin in the back row. I couldn't even see him because in the back row, but they do an evening of the arts at our school. They do band, they do orchestra, and we've at this point made the decision for him that he's going to do it, and now he's picked it up. I'm not saying he's very good at it. He's okay, but I'm a believer in the arts, even though I didn't have a ton of access to it when I was younger. So it's fun. But
how long was that event?
Honestly, not bad. The good thing is you can leave after your child performs.
Oh, nice.
And we went to Sushi's a family. It was actually a beautiful night, and I was really proud of him. Yes. So number five for me is no longer sleeping in.
Mm.
You can't sleep in. That's it. Now, the thing is, when it's just not an option, when they're too young to function on their own, you obviously got to get up, and you have to. Otherwise, God forbid, something could really go wrong. Now, when they are too old, when they're old enough to function, now you got to take them somewhere. So it's like the baby stage where they can't even feed themselves. Oh, yeah, sure. They can go down and make themselves breakfast and put on the TV and get ready, but they got to go somewhere. They got to be in a field at 7 a.m. So sleeping never happens.
Excellent one. All right, for me, number five, it's more challenging to do anything, whether you want to go to a vacation, out to dinner, it is more challenging. We don't have a babysitter yet. You know, Sammy's still four, and we're not trusting anybody.
Yeah.
So I guess if you have a babysitter, theoretically, it makes it easier. But still, you have to get a babysitter and then plan. It just makes everything more challenging to do, even the simplest of things like going out to dinner.
Oh my God.
On any given
can
night.
I give you a quick story? Fun. Well, I mean, it could have been terrifying, but I guess now it's funny. So first time you mentioned babysitter.
Yeah.
And we had somebody that we trusted, and he was really young. My daughter wasn't born yet. And we just went, I think she may have been pregnant still. So I think I'm like, let's go get something to eat, pregnant with our second. And we have obviously the cameras in his room. This is at our old condo. And the babysitter, now we're at dinner, just trying to catch up a little bit. And we're looking at her phone. We're like, look at him. He's like 18 months old. Yeah. Look at his little, dude, he's standing. Now, the babysitter kind of forgot about him. She thought he was sleeping. All we see, based on where the camera was, he climbs up, about 17 or 18 months, climbs up, flips head over heels onto the floor. Now, we can't see if he landed on his head because the camera doesn't have the floor. So we're at dinner. Talk about nothing's
freaking
easy.
Out, yeah.
First time we actually went to dinner as husband and wife without, you know, since we had the kid. Terrified.
See, even with a babysitter.
It's never easy, to your point. All right, good one there. Number four, the house is never clean, dude. It's never clean. And, you know, listen, we have somebody come every couple of weeks just to make sure it's, you know, to keep it nice. I know you do the same thing as well. I am at my core a minimalist. Like, I'm convinced if I was single and I lived by myself, I would have a 90-inch TV and maybe just very modern, like a nice little table, nice couch, and that's
fire
it.
Fire pit.
Well, I got to find that's outside.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like clutter. Matter of fact, I'll throw things out that I know I shouldn't even really throw out. I'm like, hey, does this still fit? Nah, it doesn't. Get rid of it, even if it might. The house is just never as clean as you want it to be, and it drives me nuts.
Good one. I thought about having that on there. For now, it's kind of just to one room. I could see that getting worse. And we only have one.
It gets worse, yeah.
Yeah, and we only have one, and that's not changing. I'm going to go number four, less me time. Like, anything that I want to do, if I wanted, to your point about sleeping, if I wanted to sleep in, can't happen. Even if I needed to sleep in because I got a big day at work, doesn't happen. If I wanted to watch the game in peace, if she's up, doesn't happen. It's like, Daddy's trying to watch baseball. No, no, no. Put on Bluey or whatever. It's like, go in the other room. Like, it just, there's no, and then, I mean, you get married, there's less me time as well, but on top of that, when you have a kid, now it's really less me time.
Mm-hmm.
I did the pie chart of the, you know, independent time that it used to be. Yeah, that's we did it with the watching sports, I think. But just when you have a kid, obviously, being a parent, there's way less me time, if at all. But that would be number four on my list.
That's a good one. I mean, I used to go fishing four, five, six times a year. I haven't fished in a couple of years. You know, I used to play golf, not well, 10, 12, 15. And again, I could. She's cool. But it's just too many other things that I don't want to miss. All right, number three for me, it's not cheap. I mean, this could easily be number one. But you talk about the basics, food and clothes and activities. But now you start getting into college fund, like bigger picture items. And, you know, we're joking, like, you go to Disney, you're going to drop $8,000, $10,000. You know, there was a point where when we were dating and we were engaged and just early, we had Mexico, you know, Costa Rica, Turks and Caicos. Can't even go to the Jersey Shore anymore.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It's just a lot. Everything is expensive.
All right, number three for me, concerts, recitals, games, other, any of that crap that I want no part of. I haven't even gotten into it yet. I want no.
That is disappointing to hear, man. That's,
I want no part of it.
You gotta change that part. Go ahead.
No part of it. Dance recitals. You think I want to sit there and watch somebody else's kid for 3 hours? No way. On a weekend, on a rare time off, no thank you. So the concerts, the recitals, I mean, maybe it'll change when she starts doing that a little bit more. We haven't had that yet. I don't even want to think about that. So to me, that is a big negative as far as being a parent. That's number three.
Okay, well, not only are you going to be at these recitals and dances, if you go to the right school or she does, you'll actually be in them. Do you know that? I mean, I was up on stage at a massive amphitheater. Now, that she's a little bit too old. Like, when she was six and seven, we did it. She's eight now. And I had to learn. I remember Pitbull, one song, and I'm talking about I'm talking about like routines, choreographed.
Oh, come on.
I had to go to six practices. I'd walk into practice on Sundays in my coaching stuff. I mean, it was just a lot, dude. But the worst part is, and I'm sorry, watching other kids do it. Like, the one thing to watch another kid get up to bat, another thing to watch a kid do a song you hate. When is this thing over? So I'm kind of with you on that. All right, number two for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
There's just more anxiety. And this comes from a good place. This is not like, oh, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to do this. When I was younger, I didn't worry about anything. I didn't worry how I was getting home. I didn't worry what was happening when I was out. I wasn't worried. I probably should have been a lot more worried about school. And so I didn't worry about anything. And now, except sports, like that's the one thing I took really seriously. I'm just worried pretty much, not out of control where I need medical help, but my mind, I think about what the direction of the world. Yeah. I mean, when they're sick, I mean, you just can't help but think about stuff. The level of anxiety is through the roof compared to what it was with children.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's your number two. All right,
for me,
number two, more interaction with others. Play dates, family get-together. Not family, like friendly get-together. We met this new couple. She's got a friend now. I want no part of it. Leave me alone. You want to go do it? That's fine. I don't want to, Sammy can have friends. My wife can have friends. Daddy doesn't need any more friends.
No, you keep acting like this, you're not going to have any.
The idea. And if you hear this and you think I'm talking about you, I'm talking about you. I don't want any more friends in my life. I have more than enough. And I want some me time. So maybe I could, if, two meets five here in my power-up equation, then maybe I could get back to having more free time if my wife and Sammy meet more friends and have more play dates. Just leave me out of it. That would be number two on my list.
Thank God my wife is good with that. Like, she knows there's just certain things I'm not doing. Like, I don't mean to sound like a caveman. Because I do a lot. But there's just certain things I'm not doing. And I can't. I don't have the bandwidth. I'm working. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm coaching. Like, there's just, I don't even say what they were. I don't want to get in trouble with other families. There's just certain things I have no interest in doing. Okay. So, number one for me, and this is not about being funny, or even though I mean all these, or this is just the truth. And this one comes from the heart. The worst thing about being a parent, honestly, for me, is that I can't slow down time.
Mm.
I can't slow it down. And I wish that I could, and I get sad about it, and I think about it, and I probably process it more than I need to. I try to live in the moment, and my kids are still fairly young, and they still need dad and mom for sure. There's no doubt about that. But, I mean, I'm just coming clean, hands up. Like, when these activities end and I can no longer, not just coach, it's not just always about coaching, but even last night, sitting in an audience and watching my son play violin, my daughter's going to do it next year. She does it now. And she'll do it next year as well for this particular grade. And there's no longer those things to go to. I'm not ashamed to say I'm going to be broken. There's a part of me that's going to die and going to be so sad for the rest of my life that that's over. Now, new elements will bring new happiness. When they get engaged, when they get married, when they have children, other milestones, sure. And everybody says the best age is the age that they're at, but this is the best time when they're young, and I'm going to miss it so much.
I was curious where you're going to go with number one, because your number two is my number one. You actually mentioned the words. You use anxiety.
I did use anxiety.
Mine I have written down, constant worry.
Huh?
It's just a constant worry. And it could be even thinking about beyond, God, I'm not here one day. What the hell is going to happen to her?
It's
like
morbid, but that's part of the thought.
Yeah,
sure,
but also just now, even last night, like, I'm putting her to sleep, and she's so, because I got home and she happened to be up. She's so excited that she's like bouncing off the walls, and I go to give her a kiss, and she like runs away and hits her head on the bed.
Oh, God.
It wasn't that bad, but like even something like, we put a little ice on, she was fine. But like even that, it's like, oh, is she okay? Like little things of worry, just constant worry. How's it going to be at school? How's she going to grow up? What's going to happen with her friends? She's an only child. Like it never stops.
It's true.
The constant worry. Really, nothing else in my life matters now.
Yep.
Like, obviously, your job and all those things that lead to this, but the primary focus where it used to be, hey, Knicks better win this series, or hey, Mets better get a hit, that was in the pie chart of give a crap, that was 95%. Now it's like 3% in the reality of where you're worried about your kids. Like, that constant worry, to me, is the worst thing as a parent.
95% Mets, Knicks, what was the other 5%?
Maybe it was a little 10%. But it wasn't that much higher than 10%. You know?
Dude, I'm gonna leave you with this advice that I've given you before. And I know we got a break. I sincerely hope that you take your partner up on this because I've been there. Make sure you coach her once.
Coach her what? She's not playing softball.
Soccer. I don't care what it is. Get out there.
Maybe a little dance, but even that, daddy's not going to show up for the recital until you're in it, and then I'm out.
But you can't coach dance. What are you going to, you have a tutu that you're going to bust out as coach daddy?
What do you mean coach? I'm dad. I'm coaching my whole life.
7, 8, 9, 6-year-old little girls in that little uniform.
Yeah.
You got to do it once. Got to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.